Hey,
I know
it's
you
again. It's you again. I see your face.
We've met before.
We've never talked before, and this nice to meet you. I'm Zach.
Hey.
Oh, what you got? Okay. I see a green bottle today. Oh, it's Topo Chico. Okay.
Topo Chico.
Papa Jojo. What's that movie from? I think it's Santa Claus where he says that.
Yeah, where he's saying all the different names of Santa Claus in all the different languages.
That's it. Yeah. I say that randomly.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to apologize in advance. I feel like my energy level is so low today. And I mean, I guess it kind of goes hand in hand with what we're going to talk about, but like
I'm so excited. I was going to say that earlier cuz me and you've been on a couple calls already. And are already today we've had several calls, and I noticed you felt like you're just kind of run down, which leads us to exactly what we're talking about. Segways are weird. Today we're going to talk about something specifically about that I think everybody goes through, and we reach a point where we're just hitting a wall. We get worn out, we get tired, we're drugged down, and things are just not going well. Sort of like how you're feeling right now. Before we get into it, though, we want you to ask questions today, interact with us. We're here to answer anything, any questions you have, or give us what your take is on when it is to take a break. That's exactly what we're talking about today. So when is it time to take a break? We also want you to join our community, and you can easily do that by texting 843-396-2104. Never miss an episode of Jason and I and the rest of the team. You'll never miss another episode. You will get a notification when these are happening and inside information. If you don't want to text 843-396-2104, you can also go to winject.com/join. That is also another way to join. Look at you. Your energy level is coming up now. I think it's the Topo Chico kicking in. Also, be sure to follow us.
You know what doesn't help, by the way, is that the only cold, spicy water that I have in the house is Topo Chico, because this is my least favorite of all of them. Actually, no. Well, I mean, LaCroix limoncello is the absolute worst, and we have a bunch of that because my wife likes that. But anyway, continue. Winject.
Yeah. So yeah, we want you to join the Winject community. We're super super excited about what's happening over here. There's a lot of things that are coming down the pipeline that you guys don't even know about that you guys are going to be absolutely thrilled about. So join the community. So let's get into it. Jason, you are feeling run down. You're feeling tired. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking around for a blanket just like cover up with. I need a nap. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. No, I'm sure a lot of people feel this way from time to time when you work on project-based stuff or you work on retainer or whatever, but like projects, you might have them spread out and you might have like this nice cadence that you're normally doing project. Like I got like one new big project a month or whatever, but like right now I feel like everything is just like lining on top of each other. And it's just like sitting and weighing on me because we have like a several month project, like a 6 month project we're about to wrap. But it's just like trying to get over the finish line and get it ready. And, you know, got new projects coming up because we want to make sure that we've got new business coming in the door. And, you know, it's just a lot. And I'm just tired, man. And getting up early, staying up late, trying to make sure that things are getting done, you know, trying to hustle to make sure that things are getting done. And I'm worn out, man. Tired.
I can tell. No offense. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be like, I can see it on your face, but I think
the rest of the call like this, because this is actually
just slumped. I have to do that occasionally. I try to have good posture when I sit in my chair, because if not, my back just starts wreaking havoc on me, and I don't want to have any more of that. But yeah, so I think that you reach a level where it's time. And I always say, I think you reach a level where it's time to push hard and to take your foot off the gas. Because at the end of the day, you have to take care of yourself, right? You can't just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and get an excellent output. Like it's not going to work. It just doesn't work that way. I think if you can start to watch those warning signs and say, all right, my body's starting to tell me I need to back off a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think you should listen to that. I think a lot of people just go crazy, right? And then they just keep going and going and going. They drive themselves into the ground. Their health goes to the crapper. Just like everything. Yeah. It's just.
I think I told you this the other day. I was like, my stomach just feels like it's just in knots all the time. I don't know if it's like the physical manifestation of like just the stress that I currently feel to just wrap up projects. I hate having too many things going on because after you've got, you know, just a handful of stuff, can you really perform your best? You know, like, I can't drink all of these at once. Right. I could try, but I might get like most of it into my mouth if I angled like two or three, but like anything more than this, I can't, it's just going to spill everywhere. Right. I can't, the cup starts to overflow after a while and it's just not possible. So, you know, that's how I feel. And I feel like if, I just need to get things off of my plate, which is why I feel like I've been pushing myself even harder to do that, which I think pushes into those little bits of reserves that you have left, you know?
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
You're like, you're flying a plane. You're like, oh, I'm almost on empty, but I'm almost at the airport. Right. So
right.
Do I just push it and then try and make it? Or do I just let it coast and make sure I don't use up anything that I have left? And I feel like that's at that point that I'm at right now where I'm just kind of like burning into reserves.
Yeah. And it's okay to take a break. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to say, I mean, you know, and it's not even like something that you have to take like a long period of time. Like it could be something as simple as, you know, taking one day off. I try to take regular breaks. Weekends, like, that's off limits. Like,
I saw you look at your floor. What do you do on your floor? You nap.
I take naps, yes.
You nap on your office floor.
Because we have a new mattress, and it's really comfortable. But sometimes taking just a nap right here on the floor is not a bad thing.
That way you're
occasionally
close to work. You're close to work too.
Yeah, well, and then I don't take long naps anyway. It's usually like a, you know, those power
I'm
naps.
I'm not calling you out for taking a nap. I think it's funny.
I sleep on the floor?
I'm looking at my floor thinking it's like a pretty good spot to take a nap.
Well, you can see there's a pillow right over there. That's here for a reason.
That was just the lumbar support.
It's for decoration and lumbar support, but it's also very functional.
You know, you're a Seinfeld fan. Do you remember that episode of Seinfeld where George needed a nap during the day? I think when he was working at the Yankees, and so he had that carpenter come in and build like the entire nap area with like a compartment for like a clock and a compartment for a blanket, and it was all like underneath his desk.
That's what I was about to say. It was under his desk.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
I used to, when I worked a couple jobs ago, when I worked at the resort, I had a really big desk like that. And it had the big desk across the front and had the huge return on the side. And the whole return had nothing underneath it. It was just, you know, like the frame of the desk in the front. And I literally, like, you and I could have gotten down there and still had room to play cards and bring a TV down there. There's a lot of room. And every day about 2 or 3 o'clock, I would be
tired
of going out. I'd look at that and I would think about George and it would make me laugh. And then I would have to get up and walk around for a second because I would be so tired. But I still have to say, sometimes feeling tired and feeling burned out and feeling like you need a break, it's just, maybe you just need to not give into, maybe you need to just give into the fact that you're tired and go like do something that energizes you, whether it's 5 minutes, 15 minutes. I don't know. Well, I used to have a lady that worked for me and she would have I don't know what kind of watch it was, but it had like a reminder that would go off, like every 45 minutes to an hour that she had been
sedentary. Apple Watch does that.
Yeah. And so she, once it would go off, she would get up, she would walk around the perimeter of the office a few times. If the weather was nice, she would go outside. She'd get herself a glass of water and come right back. And she was probably one of the most productive people I've had, which I always thought was funny when she started doing it, because I'm like, she's getting up from her desk constantly. And I feel like I've got like this, I felt like I was better because I wasn't leaving. Like I was at the helm, yeah. I wasn't moving, but I would just, it's like I would hit the door in the morning and I would just constantly be using my reserves where she was, you know, doing like this all day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I need to get one of those watches. Like buzz.
Well, the Apple Watch does that. So like the last 10 minutes of every hour, if you haven't moved, mm-hmm. it'll buzz you and say, time to get up. Get up, move around. So you're an Office fan. Mm-hmm. You remember the episode where Toby is saying things that they need to do to be more healthy? And yeah. He goes over these things. He's like, every 10 minutes you need to, or every hour you need to do this, this, and this. And he's like, Toby, this is like this is like 50 minutes worth of things. Like, how we'll never get anything done, Toby. He's like, do them at the same. And then was it Daryl says like, do them at the same time, Mike.
It was like, go to the water, get a water cooler. Yeah. Yeah. We have a comment. I think come in.
We always should be aware of what our bodies are telling us before it's worse. If you feel tired, take a break. You know, that's true. And I was going to add to what I used to do. So on my lunch breaks, a lot of times I would eat really fast. Well, that sounds bad. I would eat and then I would I'd take a nap. Even if it's like, if you have an hour, right? Eat 10 minutes for 10 minutes and then take a nap for 50 minutes and then get up and go. Dude,
when I was at the restaurant and I was working, I was essentially working a shift of 3 to 3. It's 3 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the most part, you know, give or take some time depending on what was going on. So I was working a 12-hour shift. It was exhausting. And I got like a small break in the morning and I took like a 30-minute break at lunch. And I would scarf down my food as quickly as I could. I would go sit out in my car. I would put sun visors around the whole side. I would lean my seat back and I would take a nap. And I felt like that was good for me sometimes. It was also really bad for me sometimes because I did not want to get up from nap sometimes. And I would be like grumpy and surly for the rest of the
There's a trick. There's a trick. Okay. All right. So I've perfected the power nap. Been doing it for years. I remember when I was 18, one of my first jobs, I guess, out of high school. I've been working since I was 14, actually before then, because I had a lawn care business when I was 10. And then I was like detailing cars right after that. So I've been working for a really long time. Long story short, I worked at this cabinet shop and I had to be there at 7 a.m. Now, 18-year-old, 7 a.m. is really early.
Those are really hot, right?
No air conditioning, yeah. No heat. So it was really cold in the winter, really hot in the summer. So it was like a small window of time in the spring and the fall was like perfect. But I would do that. We had a 15-minute break in the morning, 30 minutes for lunch, 15-minute break in the afternoon, slept through every single one of them. And they had like this dust collector. And when it was really nice outside, I had the windows down. But regardless, you could hear it. It would just crank up and you'd go, whoa, wake up. But the trick is, to not sleep more than 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep more than 20 minutes. A 20-minute nap will take you a long way. if you sleep more than 20 minutes, once you hit like the, if you're going to sleep over 20 minutes, it needs to be, I think it's 45 minutes to an hour. You need to sleep to that point and then get up. Because if you don't, like it, you start going through another small sleep cycle. And as soon as you wake up in different stages of that sleep, you're going to feel groggy. You're going to feel awful. But it's with that 20 minutes. So what I tend to do is I set my watch. You can set whatever you want. But I set my watch because it just vibrates and buzzes me and I get up. I set it for 25 minutes to 28 minutes because I know it's going to give me time to actually fall asleep. Right. And then I'm asleep. And then you hit that 20-minute mark. You wake up. You're ready to go. I perfected it. It works like a charm for me.
I remember that Daniel Pink book. It's called Win. It's like the science.
Oh, I have that on the shelf somewhere.
Something like that. Yeah. So that's he talks somewhere. About napping. He talks about napping in that book. Some research study. It might have even been his where it's he would drink caffeine immediately before the nap, and then set the timer, go to sleep. And then by the time the caffeine has time to kick into your body, that's when you should be waking up. And so like you get the hit of caffeine as you're getting up. I don't know if it's the best for your body, but he talked about that in the book. And I thought that was really interesting.
What was the comment from Nikki? Can you put that back up? Yeah. Sometimes I want to take a 15-minute nap and I wake up hours later and I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Here you go, Nikki. Have a that was a it's our family restaurant, and when I graduated college, I ran it for about 4 years or so, all the while freelancing. So I was exhausted, and plus the hours were super long, right? Super early into like mid afternoon. So I would take a break, like I said, and I would sleep on my lunch break. Well, there was one day that I just blew through the alarm on my phone again. My car's got all the visors set up so that you can't see into it. Black on the sunlight. And I'm just sleeping, and I'm sleeping hard. And it's like I get awoken by like people like knocking on the windows of my pickup, and they're like, Jason. They're like screaming my name, like trying to trying to peek in and see if I was in there. And I'm like, oh, and I had no idea. Like I was so tired. Like I didn't even sit in my seat. I crawled in the back seat and I was like laying flat.
As they're trying to peer in, like you see a body laying across the back. Like what's happened?
And apparently I've been asleep for like an hour and a half or something like that. And they thought, I had left because they were too busy to come out and check. And then once it started to, the rush was over, they came searching for me. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I was so embarrassed because all these people in my car going. But I get it, Nikki. I get it. Sometimes a 15-minute nap ends up being a lot longer.
See, yeah, that actually hasn't ever happened to me. It's been a fear of mine. So I don't know if it's just like the subconscious thing of like, if I fall asleep, I'm going to like sleep through. It's never happened to me, knock on wood. Of course, well, it doesn't matter anymore.
Maybe being on the floor is a great thing to like, you get comfortable, but not too comfortable. So it's like, you don't want to stay there.
Maybe I'm pretty comfortable. I took it. Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah. Oh, we got to get Chris back on here because we had a bet for Chris. By the way, go Dogs. That's all I got to say.
So Chris, for those listeners who haven't heard our discussions previous, Chris is a Clemson fan, and Zach and I are a Georgia Bulldogs fan. And we
That's right.
had a wager that whatever team lost – that losing supporter would have to don themselves in full gear. Oh, you ordered a Georgia shirt. Oh, is that because you're a fan now? Okay, that makes sense. You finally respect the Dogs. Gotcha.
That's right. That's right. That's right. When it comes in, we'll make sure that we get Chris on the show and make sure that he is donning the Georgia apparel.
I want to see Georgia shirt. I want to see a big foam finger. I want to see a hat.
A nugget. No, he's got to have the Georgia Bulldog painted on his head, like the ultimate Georgia Bulldog fan.
Oh my gosh.
But anyways, I think there's another way to kind of combat some of that break. And this leads me to another story about what I used to do. And I'm not saying I'm great at taking breaks, but when I used to work at a company as a marketing director, and on my lunch breaks, right next to our office, like literally, like I could take a rock and throw it at the door. From my desk, I could see it right there. There was a gym, and I would go on my lunch breaks. I would eat at my desk before, while I'm working, I would eat then. And then I would take my hour and I would go over and do like a 30-minute workout, 40-minute workout, take a shower, get dressed again, and go back to work. And it was great. Those were some of my favorite times.
Place where you would like walk around the business complex.
Then they moved, and then the gym was no longer there. So I would take. Oh no, that's a different place. You're right. Yes, I would take regular walks. I would take. I'd probably take every hour and a half, 2 hours. I would go and walk around the complex, and if you go around it twice, like half a mile. Yeah, so I would go around it once. It was a little bit longer than that. It would just take me, 10 minutes, I guess, or so. My boss didn't care. He's like, it's one of those things, like what you said, you become more productive. If you just sit still for long enough, you get stagnant, and you're not creating your best work anyway. So I think, just finding little pockets of time when you can take a break, if you can't take breaks. Now, if you're a hustler and you're just on the grind, and if you're just hustling, you're just grinding, mm-hmm. there's going to reach a point where it's like you're saying, like you hit a wall. Don't produce the best work. You have no drive, and you get nowhere. So it's important to occasionally just take breaks. I just finished a book. This has nothing really to do about work-related stuff, but it does have something to do with working out. And this book talks about lifting weights and like working out and all that sort of stuff. And he says every 8 to 10 weeks, take a week off, which I never like thought of that. Like he's like, you need to take a full week off on top of having one or two rest days a week where you're not. You can have like an active rest day, but having one full day in the week where you don't do anything, and then after 8 to 10 weeks of just going, 5 days a week of working out, you need to give your body at least a week off, like literally doing no workouts at all. And I always thought like, oh well, you just lost all your gains. You're taking a step back. And he said that, it gives your body a chance to recalibrate, absorb some of the work that you're doing. And it's a good point. And Chris just actually asked, what are some burnout symptoms?
Let me hit this for a second. For me, it's something I'm literally dealing with right now. So for like years I've dealt with stomach issues, and I could feel them over the last couple of weeks as my stress level has been slowly rising. I could feel like my stomach kind of like feeling like it's in knots, and I could feel like, oh my gosh, like, is this like what's going on? Is it the physical manifestation of the stress that I feel, or is it like, am I just getting sick? Like, what is it? And I feel like it's truly like my body going like, hey man, I don't feel so good. Like, you got to take it easy. And, I think it's easy to see those burnout symptoms and like how you're affected physically. I think it's,
no motivation.
I think it can quickly turn into, relationship issues.
Sure.
Like if you have been pouring, just to use these like cups and water analogies, like if you've been pouring yourself into this vessel pouring, and there's hardly anything left in you, and you've got this other relationship vessel over here, and you haven't poured anything into that, your relationships will start to suffer too, because you are out of balance. You are putting too much work into one specific area of focus, and it's okay. It's okay to hustle when you need to, but not to your own detriment. And those are the ones that trigger that I know that I have to deal with.
What about you? Mine definitely comes to lack of motivation when I find myself doing other things besides working. If I just start getting myself on when I start getting on social media a lot more, or I start getting start playing games or whatever on my phone, or PlayStation or whatever, you're gonna reach a point, like, that's for me, like, I just reach a point where I'm like, okay, I'm clearly not focused here. I'm clearly not motivated. I don't want to do anything. So it just drags me down from that point. I also think goes to health, like you said. I'll never forget working a very stressful 9-to-5 with a very stressful company. And also doing our side hustle as well till, sometimes 1 or 2 in the morning. I'll never forget that one time where we built an entire site. We were about to go live the next day. Do you remember this? We're about to go live the next day. We went to go check to make sure everything was there. And for some reason, some glitch happened and every page went away. Yeah. And we had to rebuild the entire
whole thing overnight.
And it was like, I think it was 4 or 5 in the morning. And then I had to go to work on top of that. So like, I got like 2 hours of sleep. And I'll never forget having extreme anxiety, full blown anxiety attacks. So I think that's a good heads up, like, your body's telling you it's too much. I had high blood pressure. I was putting on weight. So that's another thing too you can look at, is I stress eat. So if I find myself like just eating constantly, maybe that's a warning sign, like, okay, you're approaching a burnout. It's time for you to take a break. Yeah. So I think that there's obviously some physical manifestations of that, but I think mentally, when you're just checking out, sort of like where you're at right now, it's just mentally you're just like, I got nothing left. I got nothing.
I think also pop that comment from Chris back up. So somatic markers are realistic, bro. Shut off and do something else that brings you joy, a hobby or something that takes your mind off work. Zoom out. I agree. You know, what's funny is that's one of the things for me when I know that I'm pushing too hard, because I like to have a balance where we run our business and we're recording our new podcast and stuff like that. And I like to have a nice balance where I'm spending time each week drawing. I typically draw like in the evenings and like after the kids go to bed and we're just like watching TV or something. And, but I like to find time during the week when it's actually like daylight outside to draw as well. And, when I find myself unable, because I'm pushing so hard with this enterprise, when I find myself unable to pursue that hobby, I can feel it weighing on me even harder. And so it's just like when I'm unable to disconnect and do those things that I also enjoy, because I love what we do, but I also love art, and I feel like when I don't do that, I'm not feeding myself. And that makes it really hard too. And I haven't done much at all in the last month or two. So, I think that it all is all interconnected, and it's kind of weird to think about that sometimes, that like the work that you do and how hard you push yourself can have these like cascading effects that who knows how long they take to recover. So, I said all that to say, take it easy on yourself, because there's only one of you, and you don't, there's no do-overs with your body. So
that's very true. And I think, I mean, even down to like, I pushed myself really hard, working out the earlier this year. And my body just reached a point where it was like, you got to stop. And then I remember going to the doctor and like freaking out, like, what's wrong with me? And the doctor's like, you've gone too far. You've pushed yourself too far. I went and saw three different specialists and three different people that told me you're fine. You pushed yourself too far. And you can, you know, not just burn out with work, but even with other things. Like something that I enjoy is getting out and being active. Whether it's going for a walk, whether it's working out, whether it's going for a run, get on my bike, lifting, whatever it is, that's a release for me. And then when it was taken away for a while, it was kind of like, oh crap, I got nothing. But reading, spending time with family, that all that sort of stuff recharges me. You know what I mean? Like taking a step back and saying, is it worth me continuing to push this hard? And I agree with you. We talk about relationships. It does affect that. So, yeah.
You know, one thing that I think that I struggle with mentally is like, it's this thing. It's like, I got to push myself because I got to get this thing done. I've got deadlines to hit. And if I don't hit the deadline, there is no option other than to hit the deadline. And
yeah,
I've got to get this thing done and I've got to keep pushing and I've got to get up early and figure it out. And I've got to stay up late and just figure it out. And I've got to do these things because I've got to figure out how to make it all work together. And at the same time, my brain is like, we don't have time for a break. You know, it's like, you get a break when you figure it out. And that's the struggle that I have. Because it's like, I feel like I have to constantly push myself over that obstruction that's saying you get a break when you earn a break. And, so I feel like I need to get a watch and a timer. Like we were talking before, I don't want an Apple Watch, but,
yes, you do.
I need something to trigger me to take better care of myself mentally and physically, because I feel like other people would deal with that as well. I assume I'm not alone, because it's like my brain is telling me that you haven't earned it until you figured out the solution or finished it. And, you know, it's like, I'm just trying to finish this race, but I've got nothing left in the tank. You know, what does Nikki say?
I've learned to deal with
that guilt that creeps in when I take some time off as an entrepreneur. Yeah, for real. It is like debilitating. It really is. Like, it makes me feel so guilty.
But, I know that there's days where I will take a break. Like I've told you, Jason, multiple times, like I gotta stop for this. I'm taking a personal time, right? I'm going to step back a little bit. And you're right. It is like one of those things where you do feel that guilt. You go, I need to be making money, because if no one else is making me money right now.
Yeah.
I got bills to pay. Know, I got other people to.
It's like, I've got this thing that, like, you know, you're like, I'm going to go get my haircut. Okay. And like inside, I'm like, the middle of the day, but okay, that's Zach taking a break. I'm just terrible at that. I'm terrible at giving myself time to rest, and I'm working on it. But it's just, I feel like I just have this like thing in my brain that's just like, no. You start work at 9 and you get off at 5, or you start work at 8 and you get off at 4. Like,
yeah, but the whole beauty of being an entrepreneur is you have the choice, you have the option. That's the whole beauty of being a business owner, is you're not, yes, have a structure, have a routine, have a ritual, have a schedule. But it's okay to be able to step away from that. And that's one of the things me and you talked about for so long, is I remember you telling me, I hate having to justify taking time off at my office.
Right. But now and I feel now, like it's on me. And so like, I can't even justify it to myself. You know,
we're having a business. We're going to have a business meeting after this. this is kind of like going against the whole hustle culture, which will lead into something we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. It kind of goes against this whole hustle culture that has been established in our society and our culture here in America. Because in other countries, they take breaks all the time. From what I understand, in Spain, I think they have, places shut down at certain times and they say, this is time for you to go and do this, whatever you have on your schedule. Like, it's just not as high, fast paced on purpose. Because at the end of the day, it's like, when, like you said earlier, it's like you have one shot at this. You have one, you take care of yourself. And I think that in our culture, we can see obesity problems and heart problems and all this stuff that comes up because you don't take care of yourself because you just go. The hustle culture says ignore the warning signs, just keep pushing and you'll lose your business or you'll lose the momentum you've got. And it's just been ingrained in us for so long to break that cycle. That mental cycle is tough, but I feel like one thing, Jason, I know you're talking about you being burnout, or feeling tired, needing a break. I do think that that's one thing in our culture of our business. We'll mentally take breaks. We purposely don't work, after hours. We purposely don't work on the weekends, and we purposely take time off because you have to. You have to. Actually, it's funny because one of our employees, Bree, shout out to Bree. We've talked about her on the show before. He said Italy's the best. They're off every day for 3 hours for lunch. That would be amazing. That would be absolutely amazing.
I'm eating pasta for 15. And I'm sleeping for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Bree likes to work, and that's great. And we are super pumped about all that she's doing for us. But I know that there have been times where we're like, all right, Bree, you cannot work on this. It's a day off. Do not work on it, because I think it was Labor Day, and she asked if she could get some stuff done to get caught up on this. I said no. You need to no working today. And I think it's one of those things where we've kind of established this culture within our company of not rewarding those times where keep pushing. We're not going to reward you for working extremely long hours because we know that's not your best work too. So
right.
I feel like I'm rambling at this point.
With that said, what are we doing
to
flip the script on hustle culture?
We're trying to redefine the word hustle. And we tried to do it last week. I think we threw it last second at Carolum. We apologize, Carolum. You're awesome. But we have our new podcast coming out. So let's roll the footage and then we'll talk about it for
roll
a second.
That beautiful bean footage.
That's right.
Every time gets me in the feels.
Hustle Machine. That is our new podcast that we are releasing very soon. We're super, super excited about this. It's been something we have been talking about for a really long time. And Chris has been honest about when are you guys releasing it? We're a couple episodes in, so we want to get a couple more in the bag before we get things out the door. But like I said, Hustle Machine, the whole purpose of Hustle Machine is very simple. We're going to redefine the word hustle, because you can still hustle, you can still go hard, but you can actually take breaks. You can still go after other passions. You can still, right. You're not going to lose your spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, think about, like, I'm sure everybody has dealt with people, and you might even be this person. So here's a reality check, but like, I'm sure everybody's dealt with people who hang their hat on the fact that they work 14 hours a day. They're like, vacation. What are you doing? You taking a vacation? I don't take vacations. I'm out here hustling. I'm out here making it happen because nobody's going to make it happen but me. Okay, great. That's fine. Zach and I worked 9 to 5 at our own job and then at our individual jobs. And we worked 5 to 9, you know, making our business grow over the last several years. And, you know, the whole thing is you're not being your best self. And if you're having to hustle to make things happen and you're letting parts of you die, or you're not fulfilling, you know, yourself, or you're becoming someone different because of the whole process, maybe that's not the best thing. Yeah. Is it worth it? So, that's what we're doing with Hustle Machine. It's a podcast that we're gearing towards solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, out there, people just hustling to just make it happen. And, we just hope that we have a little bit of insight and, to give you, and just, we can have some great conversations. We've also got, some awesome people lined up for interviews that we want to talk about, people who are also hustling, making it happen, and also living their best life while they're hustling. So, excited to see what happens.
Yep. You know, we learned a valuable lesson hustling on the side, and we totally understand where what that looks like. What does Nikki say? Yeah. That's so right. You don't have to hustle all the time and getting work for it. Just find a balance. That's right. Yeah. And I think what me and Jason always talk about is we've formed our business around our passions. We're passionate about what we do, but we're also passionate about other things. And so our schedule fits that. Our schedule makes sure that we keep those things all in check and nothing gets pushed to the side. Taking care of yourself is one of them. And taking care of your relationships is one of them. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if you've worked so hard and you've hustled and hustled and hustled, but you've lost everybody around you, and you can have all the money in the world and you have terrible health, you're spending all your money on doctor visits and medication to keep yourself running, and all your relationships are in the crapper because you haven't taken care of them, then what was it for?
Right.
If your kids hate you because you worked so hard and your marriage is falling apart because you pushed too hard, what was it for? And I think if you're, you know, if you're single, and you go hard, man, go hard. That's the time to go hard. Cause it's just you obviously to take care of yourself, but we're not 100% saying, don't hustle. We're just redefining it. That's all. Super pumped. We're really, really excited. So until next week, same time, next Thursday, 2:00, we'll be here. Oh, wait, there's another one. I will come. you got it.
Okay. Yeah, Chris. Yeah, you'll definitely be a guest. You'll definitely be a guest. But yeah, so until next week, you'll hear from us again every Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you guys
later.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.